I was taken to see the king, but had to wait for at least an hour while he struggled with a difficult mathematical question. However, when he had finished, he spoke politely to me and ordered his servants to show me to a room. For dinner, they gave me 3 kinds of meat: a square of beef, a triangle of chicken, and a circle of lamb. Even the bread was cut into mathematical shapes. In the evening, a teacher arrived to help me learn the language, and in a few days I was able to make conversation with the island people. Laputa is a circle of land about 8 kilometers across, covered with houses and other buildings. It is moved by a simple machine which uses magnets to pull the island closer to land or push it higher into the sky. The island always moves slowly. It can only fly over the country called Belnibabi, which belongs to the king of Laputa. It is difficult talking to Laputans, as they have little interest in anything except music and mathematics. They are, however, very worried about the future of the earth, the sun, and the stars, and they often discuss this. I heard a conversation about this shortly before I left Laputa.